In the second half of our program today, we're talking with sophomore Mia Magalong and junior Anya Enkbat, two of the Unalaska City School students who recently brought home gold medals from the State World Languages Competition. Mia and Anya competed in the Spanish declamation, and they're some of the only students from a rural part of the state to compete, and they are here to tell me more about it. Girls, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
We have three languages in the program at the high school, right? That's Russian, German, and Spanish. So can you tell me what made you guys pick Spanish and how long you've been studying it, Mia?
I don't really have much experience. I have taken Spanish on and off for like a quarter to a semester ever since fifth or sixth grade. But this is my official like first whole year of taking Spanish.
Cool. So you competed at level one?
Yes, I'm taking Spanish level one.
Okay, awesome. And how about you, Anya?
Well, first of all, I am an ESL student and I came here like 2 years ago. So yeah. And I don't know. I always wanted to try something different because like when I was in Mongolia where I came from, I studied English and also Russian, and I always wanted something like some new language from like European country, so I just chose Spanish.
Wow, so you're going to have four languages now.
Yeah.
That's cool. So Mongolian's your first language. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. And are you level 1 or 2?
2.
2. Okay. So did you both do poetry?
Yeah, we both did poetry. In this competition, it was a total of about 500 students that joined in total. And 9 of the about 500 students were from Unalaska City High School. And gratefully, we both two languages of the three were Spanish and German in this one, but it had many other languages in this competition as well.
So do they rotate?
It didn't rotate with languages. It rotated by category.
Oh, okay, cool. So Anya, this is your level 2, so is this your first or second year competing?
Second year.
Okay, so did you do poetry last year too?
Yeah, I did poetry and also impromptu.
Okay, so tell me about kind of the differences between those. Impromptu would be like conversational?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, well, for me personally, I think impromptu is much harder than poetry because like there's like 15 topics that you have to write above the paragraph and you have to like memorize all of them.
Oh, wow. So you're writing like a speech, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, like 2 minutes long speech.
Uh-huh. What kind of topics?
Well, they would ask you like, what do you like your hobbies, your favorite sports and your friends in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just seeing if you can just talk about stuff in Spanish. That's cool. So you guys did poetry. So Mia, tell me about the poem that you picked, and I think you're maybe going to read a bit of it for us.
Yeah. With poetry, there's an obligational poem, and then there's a required poem. They give you the one required poem, and it's always the same each year as far as I know. And the required poem was Cultivo una Rosa Blanca por José Martí, and it means the cultivated rose.
Okay.
And
so everybody does that.
Yeah, everybody does that in Spanish 1. And then from there, they have two optional poems, and it was I had chosen Mariposa, and it means butterfly in Spanish. And then there was another one called, I believe is Cuadrados y Ángulos, means squares and angles. Originally, I was actually going to choose that poem, but there was no real feeling to it. So I actually chose Mariposa.
Mm-hmm. So does that make it easier if there's some kind of, talk more about the feeling idea.
Yeah, there was, with doing poetry, since it is one of the most easiest categories you can choose, you really want to pick something that you can go exceptionally well with. So if you want to place the highest you can, then you really want to do exceptional on the poem, which means you want to put emphasis, feeling, and a lot of voice and tone into it rather than just being monotone. So you want to put as like much effort as you want.
Sure. So what's the Mariposa poem about?
Mariposa is about, it's basically talking about a person that sees a beautiful butterfly, and it's it's if you listen to the poem, it's talking about just seeing a butterfly and you just want to look at it. But, you know, butterfly is a butterfly and it just flies away when it wants to. But it's just like it wants to capture that moment and it's like stay there. And that's I found that very beautiful because interpretively, I found the poem was kind of like if you have someone in your life and you think they're so important to you, you just don't want them just to leave and go out of the blue like that.
Yeah. Okay. Can you do a little of the poem for
us? This poem is called Mariposa por Federico García Lorca. Mariposa del aire, qué hermosa eres. Mariposa del aire. Dorada y verde, mariposa del aire, quédate, ahí, ahí, ahí. No te quieres parar, pararte no quieres. Mariposa del aire, dorada y verde, luz de candil, mariposa del aire. Quédate, ahí, 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 quédate, ahí. Mariposa, ¿estás ahí? And that was actually the whole poem. It's very short, as you can see, but
The abrupt ending, I mean, I can kind of get the sense of it, though, that it's just, like, suddenly gone.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful.
And that last line was, Mariposa, ¿estás ahí? It's like, Mariposa, are you still there? Butterfly, are you still there? So it's a very beautiful poem, if you listen to it. And if you actually understand the language, it's very beautiful.
Cool. Thank you for doing that for us. So, Anya, tell me about what it's been like to study Spanish, with Mongolian as your first language, in English, which is your, I guess, third language at this point.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's interesting in a way because, like, when I came here first and I wasn't good at English, like, at all, really, and I had to, like, study English and I already chosen Spanish to study. And, it was kind of hard first because, you know, you have to, like, translate through a lot of, like, if you want to look for a word in Spanish, you have to translate it first to, like, Spanish to English and English to, if you don't know the English word, you have to translate from English to Mongolian.
Right.
Then you understand it.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, English is sort of a romance language. I mean, it's got English or romance language and Germanic language in it, and it lines up, I guess, more with Spanish than I imagine Mongolian probably does.
Yeah, definitely, because Mongolian language is, it's kind of a weird language because it's not like American language or European or either like Asian language. It's not like that at all. It's just something totally different.
Yeah. So I know that at some of the bigger high schools in Anchorage, places like that, they do have more languages, more, you know, bigger programs. And you guys were up there competing with those kids that have more of these options. What was that like? I mean, what's the difference between studying this here versus in a city?
It was kind of intimidating because during the competition, you could tell that they knew all of the judges and you knew the teachers and stuff.
It was at Diamond or East?
It was at South High School.
Okay.
It was one of the newest high schools in Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of intimidating, but that's what kind of helps you to push you to do better at that language because it's not very easy going up in front of people and reciting something, let alone in a different language. So that takes a lot of courage, especially in front of people you've never met, so you don't really know what they think of you. But finding that, like, people, like, express so positively with, like, your performance was amazing.
Cool. So, you know, in this town, this is a really interesting place, I think. It's so diverse, and yet it's still a really small town. It's not, you know, diverse in the sense of a city where you have large populations of every language speaker. You know, here we have small groups that speak languages from all over the world. And, I mean, are you guys getting to use your Spanish and use any of these languages out in the community? Do you hear them spoken, like, at the grocery store, things like that?
I know there's, like, Spanish students in the school. And I hear sometimes, like, they're talking in Spanish and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Are you, like, learning to understand it a little better when you just hear it?
Yeah.
Hear it out in the
yeah.
world? That's cool. So, well, what do you guys, where do you go from here? Are you going to keep doing Spanish through the rest of high school, I guess?
Totally.
Awesome.
Myself, I don't know if I'm going to keep doing it till I graduate, but for sure I'm going to do it next year.
And would you want to do poetry again or try something else?
I would personally want to do poetry again so I can focus more on precision, because I know that like Anya and Delaney McConnell and another two speakers, or Louis Tan and Marjorie Pillion and Amber Lee, they did dialogue, and then Louis and Delaney had done impromptu just like Anya did. And I just have to tell everybody that with impromptu, their learning was so hard. The impromptu has to learn 15 paragraphs. Each has to be a minimum of a minute and 40 or minute and 30 seconds.
Wow.
That is a lot just to go up and pick like two cards just to say one.
Oh, so you pick like at random?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's hard even in English.
Yeah. And yeah. It's really hard for them. And I saw like it's really stressful. I could see that it was really stressful for them, because once it was time crunch, it was just, it's so hard for them, especially with dialogue with Marja and Amber. They did exceptionally well because they actually got gold medal too.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys took home a lot of gold medals, and you're all pretty low, like early level speakers too, which is really exciting. Cool. Okay, girls. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but thank you so much for coming in, and
thank
congratulations.
You.